This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always good to be part of the process. All right, so, you know, maybe in the third hour here we'll do some of the more crazy stories. Now, I go through the, I can, as some of you have asked, I can go through the AP list. Not that hard to do. But it is, I can't, you know, the AP is not known to be a right-leaning, support arm for the Republican Party. But when you look at some of the, you know, Clinton's consistent lies, he just can't find the truth. Now, this isn't from Joe, this is from the AP. I never received nor sent, Clinton said, any material that was more classified. And that was in an NBC interview in 2016. The facts that Clinton has separately clung to her rationale that there were no classification markings on her emails that would have warned her or others not to transmit sensitive material, but the private system did, in fact, handle emails that bore markings indicating they contained classified information. He said the marked emails were a very small number, but that not the only standard for judging how officials handle sensitive material, he added. Even if information is not marked classified, participants who know or should know subject matter is still obligated to protect it. Clinton responded right away and provided all my emails, so she said. I responded right away and provided all my emails that could possibly be work-related. The facts are, the FBI said no. His forensic team examined Clinton's server. It found that there were several thousand work-related emails that were not in the group of 30. So it's lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie for her. She doesn't care. She doesn't care about you and me. I mean, just get it down. She just doesn't care about you and me. Right? She went on to say, I opted for the convenience to use my personal email accounts, which was allowed by the State Department, and that was in a news conference back in March of 2015. Now, Comey did not address Clinton's reason for using the private server instead of a government one, but he did highlight the perils of routing sensitive material through a home server. Right? She said that the FBI found that Clinton's personal server was not supported by a full-time security staff like those found at the agencies and departments of the United States government. She didn't even have it done through a company like Gmail, who at least had people on it 24/7. So it was just, it was issue after issue after issue. And she just, I'm going to go say it again. She doesn't care. She doesn't care about you and me. She doesn't care how this stuff would affect and or hurt us. She doesn't care. It's all about Mrs. Clinton for her. I don't even think it's for Bill and her daughter. This is all about her. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, this one. This is the one that scared me. This came by me at 100 miles an hour, but it scared me. Churches fear that the Iowa law, their new Iowa law, will silence pastors. It opens church bathrooms to transgenders. Now, see, here's the thing. They're trying to slice this and dice this to a point of ridiculous. See, because only in the sanctuary where God's word is being taught, that's the only place that's protected is what they're trying to say. Right? The congregations across the state of Iowa are in grave danger of having their pastor silenced over an LGBT public accommodation rule. Now, that's according to a federal lawsuit filed against the Iowa Civil Rights Commission. Now, Fort Des Moines Church of Christ filed what is known as a pre-enforcement challenge, arguing that a portion of the Iowa Civil Rights Act is a threat to their First Amendment freedoms. Now, the Alliance Defending Freedom, a legal firm that specializes in religious liberty, is representing the church and its fight. Churches should be free to teach their religious beliefs and operate their houses of worship according to their faith without being threatened by the government. Right? Now, the issue involves the commission's interpretation of the 2007 Iowa Civil Rights Act, specifically about public accommodation. The law includes the facility use mandate that requires anyone subject to the law to open sensitive areas to people based on their gender identity rather than their biological sex. So does the law apply to churches? The commission tried to answer that question in one of their brochures. Sometimes Iowa provides that these protections do not apply to religious institutions with respect to any religious-based qualifications when such qualifications are related to the bona fide religious purpose. Now, where qualifications are not related to the religious purposes, churches are subject to the law. And you go, okay, no big deal. You know, they're open on Sunday, they're doing their thing. Right? The ADF alleges that the interpretation would allow governments to censor the church teachings on biblical sexuality and force them to open its restrooms and showers to members of opposite sex. Because we're going to find out who gets to decide what is a bona fide religious activity. Your gov does. We'll talk about that inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Confused because you can't see through the fog. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Always appreciate the time you spend with me here on the real side with Joe Messina. We were talking about, 855 Real Joe. Yeah. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Okay. So, we were talking about what's going on in Iowa. And if things keep going the way they're going, Iowa may be forced to, religious freedom will go away for the churches. I mean, it's so close to happening that the Alliance Defense Fund had to get involved. So the churches obviously should be free to teach their religious beliefs, operate their houses of worship the way they want to. But the way the law is written, and the way they're trying to push the law, what it basically says is that as long as you're providing your religious services, then you're protected. And, but they don't apply to religious institutions where you're not actually doing the teaching of the Word of God, if you would. Right? So the question is, does the child care facility operate at the church, or church service open to the public? Does that allow the LGBTQ, transgender bathrooms and all that? Now, last I checked, church is not a membership activity. It isn't a members-only club. It is open to all every Sunday. And during Bible studies during the week, child care facilities inside the are usually, as it pertains to the church or the event that's going on. So are we really, see, they want it so bad. They want acceptance. They want to shove it down our throats so bad that they're trying to carve this little thing out. Okay, all right, if you're in church and your pastor's teaching the word, yeah, in there, you don't have to have transgender bathrooms. We don't have transgender bathrooms in a sanctuary. Not last I checked. Unless there's porta potties in there now. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't see them. But seriously. You know, so I guess if you're a child care worker, it's okay. You would be allowed to use any bathroom you wanted to. God. Now, ADF alleges that the interpretation would allow the government to censor the church's teachings on biblical sexuality and force them to open its restrooms and showers to members of the opposite sex. And I told you before the break, what bothers me is, who gets to decide what's a bona fide religious activity? A bunch of heathens sitting at a desk in Sacramento for me? Now, Christina Johnson, the executive director of the commission, told Todd Stearns that they would have to investigate each activity on a case-by-case basis. Wow. So, let me see. You have a couples night there. Is that going to be subject to, you know, marriage class? Is that going to be subject to? We have to make that for members only. And then what they're going to do is say that the church, even as members only, is discriminating. Because they only allow members that are, quote-unquote, straight. Yeah, I can really get the weeds with this. This would be a lot of fun. The government's going to dispatch agents to investigate the religious activities in the Iowa churches to determine if they are, in fact, religious. How in God's creation does a heathen decide whether I'm having religious service or not? I'm just curious. It's just amazing. What? Oh, yeah, we'll make it religious, all right, yeah. So most churches would consider every activity to be connected to some sort of ministry, whether it's a daycare center or church potluck or sports programs. And then, see, this is what they don't understand, what they don't get, what they don't really see the belief in here, is that churches don't, a church doesn't feed the community, doesn't do a kid community outreach for food just because it's a group of nice people. Right? It's because they're called by God to do these things. And they want to show the love of God, and they want to teach the word to these children while they're there. Right? So how is that not a ministry? See, a ministry is anything that shows the love of God, anything that shows or promotes the teaching of Christianity. As a church, they can believe whatever they want. Donna Red Wing, the executive director of One Iowa. Now, she told the Des Moines Register that they can't, however, break the law when providing public accommodations. What's a public accommodation? I mean, if the bath... Well, I'll tell you what we can do. We can shut the bathrooms to all non-members on Sunday. That'll keep them out. Unless you can dance in place for an hour and a half. Take them over to our old church with a three-hour service. Close those bathrooms up. Watch how long they hang out. The, let me see, that could be a camp, she said, that could be a camp open to all kids. Could be a food pantry, she said. If they receive funds from local, state, or federal government, that takes them out of the bona fide religious activity in the public accommodation. Most churches don't take any money from the feds at all. Now, Attorney Holcomb argued that every event held at a church on a property has a bona fide religious purpose, and the commission has no right to violate the First Amendment rights. Really? So now what are we going to have? We're going to have agents coming on the church grounds telling us that what we're doing is churchy or not churchy? Churches have always been protected from government intrusion. They still are, she said. They have a firmly established freedom to teach their beliefs and set internal policies that reflect their biblical teachings about marriage and human sexuality. First Liberty Institute filed a separate complaint earlier this week on behalf of the Cornerstone World Outreach. Hiram Sasser, the law firm's director of litigation, said commission's brochure means that churches would be required to let transgender individuals use the bathrooms of their choice. And if they said, if they pointed and said, that person using that bathroom, it's against the word of God. If they say anything like that, they'd all go to jail, right? Now, I have somebody who believes that this will never happen. But I guess it might. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean, you know what? I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you're in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. You know, I want to, this story just makes me crazy, but I want to finish up. This is what I was talking about earlier. I've been arguing with people. Some of you know I'm on a school board. I've been arguing with people saying it will work its way in the churches, school boards, pastors. They're already finding ways around this. Are doing the same thing in Canada and places in England. You go, oh, that's not the United States. What does it matter? They're finding ways to make it work. So here in Iowa, they're looking for ways to force the churches to let transgenders use the bathroom on non-church-related things. Well, what's a non-church-related thing? And then they're going to have the Human Relations Council, a bunch of heathens, that are going to decide what's church-related and what's not? Yeah, are these people out of their minds? So I look at this stuff and I just say, you know, help me out here. I mean, seriously, help me understand. And I already know the answer to this, as you already know. But help me understand, what is the reasoning here? Right? What is, other than they're gonna let you, if you have child care at your church, that area may have to be opened up to the transgenders? Because that's really not a churchy thing. All you do is, you're providing child care while somebody's going to church. They're really going to stretch and move and carve and surgically try to force churches into making this happen. So, like I said, people, I've been saying it for a long time. It has nothing to do with equality. It has everything to do with control. I'd like to bring on a friend of mine. We've gotten to know each other over the last few years. Yes, John Hancock. I've raised him from the dead. Now, John Hancock joins me now, also a radio show host and an author. And, John, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, always fun, and I enjoy our conversations on Facebook and other places as well. You know, I'm beating this to death like everybody else is because it's just bothering me to no end. And I don't know if you heard the last end of my rant here, you know, how this country is changing drastically. And when you look at things like, again, Iowa now is going to be fighting this transgender bathroom bill, and they're trying to section out portions of the church, saying if you're not performing an actual religious activity, then that area needs to be opened up. Those bathrooms need to be opened up to the transgender community. I'm saying, wait a minute. First of all, there's no bathrooms in a sanctuary. I know if you go to church with a bathroom in the inside the sanctuary where they're teaching the word, I don't think so. You know, child care, you know, some of the other areas that they have, those are all going to have to be opened up to this kind of thing. I'm thinking, my God, they're really fighting to make this happen, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I agree with you. It's all about control. You know, most of these things have nothing to do with equality. I mean, because, you know, there's always there, for every time they're saying they're equality for one person, they're doing inequality to another. So there's no equaliness. In fact, I see it as a little different. I almost see these now as I've been looking over it. And as you know, I write history books,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking over the long run. You know, where does these things come from? I mean, where does the transgender bathroom bill, but now the military, you know, they're redoing the rules so that men, you know, soldiers, male soldiers will dress like female soldiers if they want. You know, where does this stuff come from? And I've seen this more and more in a sense, especially after the Hillary Clinton, you know, she commits all these crimes, but she gets let go, scot-free, nothing happens. You know, they're going to press charges on her. And I keep seeing this more and more in terms of history of these issues being driven to keep us, the whether you want to say the common people, the masses, whatever, separated and fighting over with each other.
Yeah,
some of these other issues.
I'm having a new copy of the Constitution made. It's going to start off with "We, the little people."
Right.
Because,
you know, because really, I mean, I you know, I have a tax business and I do a lot of other stuff, and you know, I have clients that are gay and things like that. You know, they don't even want this. You know, they're like, this isn't an issue for us.
No,
we don't care about this.
No, John. And what's funny about it is, I'm gonna play with you a little bit here. But you're a Christian guy. How could you have gay clients? I mean, doesn't that go against your religion? You know, you guys, obviously you're not a baker or a photographer, so it doesn't matter. I don't know, but
no. Someday I might have to do a joint return for a gay couple. I don't know. You know, but still, I don't care. You know, that's.
I hear
you. Do it. That's not part of a religious ceremony thing, but you know, as they say, money has only one color, and that's green.
Yeah.
And you know, they didn't pay me. I did them a service. So, but it, you know, I'm watching and I'm looking at this more. To me, what and I'm kind of putting a lot of issues, but that's how I kind of look at things, like from a big picture. And I'm looking at Brexit.
Right.
And I think Brexit was just such an important issue. And sometimes a lot of people don't understand it, but historically, this is so important because you had people from all the different parties. You had the people from the Conservative Party and mm-hmm. people from the Labor Party, people from the Liberal Democrat Party, all rejecting their leadership, going against their leadership and coming together and voting to leave the European Union. And, you know, that's something that needs to happen here. I see. We aren't going to get anywhere until we have an issue like that. And they don't want us to come together. So what they do, and I think, you know, it's the people, you know, I don't know if you want to call them elites or whatever, but it's on both parties. It's on both sides. And they inject these issues that keep us constantly bickering with each other and not being able to come together on the issues like Brexit did for the British,
mm-hmm.
bring us together on a common issue that we can join together and push back on them.
Well, John, don't you find it interesting that the libs, the hardcore libs, were screaming, you know, this is bad. They don't. Now, listen, the people voted. And the libs were having a fit because they didn't think it was going to go that way. And now what they're saying is the people were ignorant. They were stupid. They didn't know what they were voting for. You know, like we don't do our own homework. And when we said something similar when Barack Obama got his second term, we said, well, the evangelicals didn't come out to vote. No. The people came out to vote. They said, don't belittle this. And here they are doing exactly the same thing with Brexit. They're saying that those people didn't know what they were voting for. They didn't know what they were getting themselves into. They can't just lose gracefully, can they?
No. And this is really, you know, because I follow, of course, again, a lot of my history I write about is the English history, especially that predates the American Revolution and how that frame the mindset of the founders of this country. So I follow British news very closely, and I have friends in the parliament and things. And, you know, what is interesting is when I look at this, how much this has pulled the mask away from those who have argued that they are for democracy. You know, they have used the democracy slogan
right.
to go out there and generate support when really they are anti-democratic. They don't want the masses to have power, and they want the state to have more power and the masses to have less say.
Yeah.
And once, you know, they were so shocked. I mean, I was shocked by the results. I think even Nigel Farage was shocked. I mean, when he first came out after the polls closed, he kind of made a kind of we lost type thing, but it was a good try speech. And they ended up winning, and I think he was shocked, and everybody was unprepared. But the elites on over there went crazy. They didn't know what happened, and now we're seeing that in their hysteria, in their panic, we are seeing how undemocratic these people really are.
Oh, no kidding.
They don't like democracy.
No.
They don't want the masses, the people, the common person to have power. And going back through history, this is the common struggle. This is why America is so great, because for a while, until recently, we were able to keep that at bay. We were able to keep control of that. And, you know, with the having, and I'm going to call it what it is. We always say elite. I don't like that word because, you know, there are the SEALs are our elite warriors. Does that make them bad? No.
No,
so elite,
John,
actually,
we got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hopefully you're back too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. For stations and times, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do. Actually, check out the writers. We got nine great writers. Nine? Is there more? Or I don't know. We got at least nine writers up there. Let them know how you feel about what they're writing. Feel free to give a, we don't have a thumbs up or thumbs down, but you know, tell them you like it, you don't like it, comment on the pieces. I really appreciate it. I get a lot of slack for the piece I put up on a lot of good reads. But I get a lot of flack for the pieces I put up on Monday because they say it's all hearsay. And the piece I put up had to do with the at least 50-plus families that the Clintons have been, I'll say, involved with, who somehow the people in those families have lost their lives, but lost property. And every one of them had a direct connect to the Clintons. And I'm not talking about their dry cleaners here. I'm talking about people that really were connected to the Clintons. Anyway, I want to bring on a good friend, John Hancock, who has his own show. John, why don't you tell people how they can find your writings and hear your show as well?
Yeah, you can go to my website. It's johnlhancock.com. I'm kind of redoing it, so it's a little bit under construction, but that's a good place. And then I have two books, both bestsellers, Liberty Inherited and Liberty and Prosperity. And you can get those at Amazon. They're in both the paperback and the Kindle versions. And over the weekend, I'm proud to announce that Liberty and Prosperity made the Amazon bestseller list for History of Western Europe. So it was number five on that. So, you know, it's a great book to understand. I kind of trace back the origins of our liberty that we enjoy today back to the Saxons when they resisted the Romans. And it's a beautiful, beautiful story. And it puts things in context. You know, I'm kind of talking about some of the stuff. I look at a bigger picture because I see this is just a replay of stuff that's happened in the past. You know, they say history repeats itself. You know, and this is just like a modernized version of a Shakespeare play. It's over and over. And as I was explaining before the break, I always hate the term elites because elites kind of can be a positive thing. You know, we have, like I mentioned, you know, the Sils are elite warriors. Well, you know, they're not bad, I guess, depending on what side you're on, but they're not, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But, you know, the fact is what we're dealing with here in America now, which we really haven't had, is an aristocracy. And we've been trained to think that an aristocracy is something that's part of the monarchy. It's noble people. It's the landed gentry from some sort of Pride and Prejudice or a show like that. But it's not. You know, in the late 1700s, William Young was a political philosopher in England, and he put it simply: an aristocracy is a group of people who make laws for other people for which they exempt themselves. Boom, that's it. There's nothing about inherited money. There's nothing about royal title. You know? What does that explain? Yeah. That explains what's going on now. We have across the political spectrum, we have people who make laws. Congress, over and over again, makes laws for us, the little people, that they themselves are exempt. They don't have to do it, but we do it.
Yeah, though,
we
have
to follow it.
They just did it. Well, I think you follow it here in California with the gun laws, right?
Yeah.
They come down with these gun laws, these nasty, nasty gun laws, and then what do they turn around and do? They exempt themselves from the gun laws. So I guess apparently they can buy 50 handguns and 50 long rifles every month, as much ammunition as they want.
Exactly.
It's nuts.
And so what we see here is, and this is important that we use the right terminology, because so much terminology throughout history has been distorted. That's why I go back to as far back as I can to the original, the way it used to be defined. And, you know, when you define things, like let's say, you know, it's like Obama. He can't call them Islamic or Islamic extremists. Well, how do you fight an enemy? How do you understand a battle if you can't even identify your enemy? Well, it's the same here. If we don't identify who these people are and what they're doing as aristocratic society or class within our society, then we cannot properly understand what they're doing. And the main thing about calling them elites versus aristocrats, aristocratic society, the aristocracy, has been the enemy of individual freedom and since the beginning of time. This is over, and it puts it in its historical perspective. Mm-hmm. And this is very important to understand. This is why, you know, I was not surprised when Hillary Clinton was not charged.
Don't say that.
I mean, what surprised me is that people on Facebook went crazy thinking she was going to be charged.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there going, are you guys crazy? This isn't going to happen. She's part of the group. They aren't going to charge themselves. Yeah. This isn't going to happen. Now, you might get someone in there, I don't know, with people will say, well, what about Trump and stuff? I don't know. You know, maybe not. I don't know what he's going to do, because I think he's going to, no one can really tell what he's going to do. But he may do something. But it's real important that we understand what's going on.
Right.
And we understand that no matter who becomes the president, the one key factor is that we have to protect our constitutional rights, regardless of whether the president has an R or D to his name.
Yeah, but don't you think the problem has always been that chasing the buck? They get in there, they start making money, they start thinking down the road. Once they leave office, how are they going to, keep money in the coffers, if you would? You've got a guy like Trump that goes in there. What are you going to entice him with?
I'm not sure what he's after, what he motivates. It's purely patriotic that he's doing this. But power is sometimes more attractive than money. You know, most of the time when people like Clinton, Clintons have plenty of money too. They aren't up there, who knows, maybe they are now with all their speaking fees, but at Trump level. But they have plenty of money, but why are they there? They're there for power.
Well, John, they were broke before, so they just want to make sure they don't get back there again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it makes you wonder why if they left the White House so broke, why they would want to go back.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, because they love the people. It's all about the people, John.
Right. But that's the thing. You strip them of their of understanding of what they're doing when you properly label them. And, we're at a very dangerous point. I was a little bit more pessimistic before Brexit, but I think Brexit is a turning point,
right,
in the struggle for individual freedom, liberty, limited government, localized government that is under the control of the people. I really think we've hit a turning point here, and I think a lot of the people in Europe, the elite aristocrats over there are understanding this, and this is why they're in a panic, because I think they understand how big of a blow this was to what they're trying to achieve there.
Really? You think so? See, I don't know. I'm not as positive as you are about this. I look at what went on over there, and I said, okay, great, good for them. They took back the government. They did what they were, here you had a bunch of guys in Brussels that were sitting around. We did that story the other night about the bottled water, right? You couldn't say bottle. Now the EU commission came down and said you could no longer say that bottled water rehydrated you. And I'm thinking, really? Because they say so? So now the whole EU has to get in line with that? They're like the feds, if you would, of the European Union there. But who here is going to succeed? Who here, unless we start taking this by the ankles here at a local level. I mean, I tell people tonight, you keep sending these boneheads to Washington. They don't do it for you as dog catcher or city council or school board member. Then they don't do it for you in your state legislature.
Right.
And then you send them to the feds. We got what we deserve.
Right. And what was scary to me about the situation here in this country is, the Republican Party traditionally has always been the Constitution Party. It has fought to preserve. Now, maybe not at the top, but at the rank and file was very much a Constitution Party. And, a lot of the people who run under the Republican Party, there are people across the country in state assemblies and state senates, even governors, who are still constitutionalists. But, I read an article and I think it was done by Dennis Prager, that it's estimated like 40% of Republicans no longer believe in the Constitution. They have bought into that post-Constitution age.
Yeah.
That Constitution is something old and no longer needed.
No, it's just an old piece of paper. It doesn't mean much anything.
Yeah, and if we abandon that, then that's gone. I mean, that's one thing. I mean,
I agree.
The left-right paradigm has always bothered me. I never understood how that came. Well, I understand how that came up, but it never applied to America because, I never understood how is it that people who believe in limited government can create a fascist government.
John,
does that happen?
We only got about 15 seconds. Tell people where they can get a hold of you again.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Your website. What's your website?
Oh, yes. It's johnlhancock.com.
All right. Perfect. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be back tomorrow. We're here every day. 3 hours a day just for you. And depending what side of the aisle you're on, it's either for your listening pleasure or just to poke you in the eye. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. Go, John.